I feel like so sleepy right now because I just made like the best sandwich in the whole freaking world. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, or good evening. It is Monday again, and this is the episode 10 and last one of the season. I feel like I said that really weird. This is the last episode of the season until season 3 starts. And I want to apologize in advance because the fan is going to sound louder. And the reason why it's going to sound like that is because now there's two in the room. And we've been having a crazy heat wave. So I am, in fact, melting. So first and foremost, I want to thank everyone for putting up with the wonky season 2. I know I just kind of shifted where my season 2 was going. And I did that because I feel like I want to talk more positivity into this world. And I did have a crazy past, you know, with my dreams and stuff. I even lived in a haunted apartment. Wild stuff. And I feel like I want to save that creepy, freaky deaky stuff for like October. So maybe like season 3 could be about fall and also Halloween. We'll see. But yeah, I want to just thank you guys for just putting up with all my last minute changes during season 2. And I just wanted to sort of recap my entire season 2 because that's what I did in season 1. The last episode was me recapping and basically giving an update on everything that I've spoken about. So this one's gonna be kind of different because the stuff that I spoke about was like way when I was younger. So oh my god, I feel like I'm not Englishing good today. It might be that sandwich I had, I'm telling you. Oh my god, best sandwich I ever made. Okay, so back to the recapping of season 2. So, my bad. That was weird. I probably broke some eardrums. Anyway, so the first episode, Dreams and Visions, is basically just me easing you into the fact that I'm a weirdo. And I don't really have normal dreams. It's very rare when I have normal dreams. Otherwise, they're more like, kind of like nightmares or like different kind of messages, I want to say. So the first two episodes is just me easing the audience into that audience. I don't know. But also, if you hear noise in the background, it's definitely my mother over here. Now she's like laughing at me, but it's definitely her. She definitely sucked her teeth. So if you heard that, it was her. Okay. Anyways. Episode 2 was definitely more, sorry, I just got right back into it after, like, calling out my mom. But, so episode 2 of season 2 was definitely more kind of, like, on a personal sort of level. I think it's one of my longest episodes, because it talks about my family who is no longer with us. Like, some of my family members that are no longer with us. Same thing with episode 3. And then episode 4 goes into a dream I had. And episode 4, for those of you who may have missed it, it's called The Bees. And that dream is so significant to me. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. And I just felt like I needed to get it out there for people to hear. It's also in one of my novels that I incorporated that into it. And then, season 5, oh my god, you hear me? Season 5, ha! episode 5 is about sleep paralysis. I haven't suffered from that in quite some time, and I'm so excited that I haven't. So, because that tells me that I'm doing good, you know, I'm doing way better. And then, of course, I got super excited after that episode because of the UFO that my grandma, my mom, and I saw. And so I made 2 episodes of that. So that was like 5 and 6. Oh wait, no. Maybe that was 6 and 7. listen, my episodes are all over the place, okay? And and then I, you know, like, season, oh my god, I keep saying season. Give me one moment. Okay, I just had to count. I had to count because, I mean, I have all my episodes here listed. It just, it doesn't have a number next to it on my list because I'm an idiot. But yeah, so episode 8 is where I was kind of like, I want to be positive. Let's be positive. Especially because I dreamt of the, of all the nines. And I do feel like I'm moving into a next chapter and I'm so excited. I'm ready for it. And then I kind of got like a bit sentimental in episode 9 with saying, you know, I overcame so much and so can you. And, you know, I think that one is my longest episode to date for sure. And you guys, I should start recording my face because I just kind of glanced over at my mom. She's doing some things over there, let me tell you. The best part is she didn't hear me say that. Anyway, so basically my season 2 was all over the place. I still don't have normal dreams. They're when I'm not getting like messages, I guess. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm a psychic or anything because I'm definitely not. I don't know the first thing about being one either. So there's that. But definitely I don't have like normal dreams. They're more like kind of creepy, but it's just like I've gotten used to them, that I kind of make fun of myself when it comes to that. So like I had a dream about zombies the other day, so there's that. But I've been lately, since I've been so positive and since I've been trying to think about all the positivity that I should be giving myself and be giving to like others, my body, I feel like my body is like reacting to that. Because, you know, if you're sad and stuff, then your body starts to feel achy and you feel kind of gross. And for me, that's how it was. Like, my body was always tired. I didn't want to do anything. I just felt bleh. And now that I'm trying to be more positive and be more, what do you call it, having a new outlook on life, I really feel great. My body feels great. And I'm even craving, like, healthier food because, you know, as I said in like previous episodes, I eat like crap. But lately I've been eating so good, especially that sandwich I had. Can't stop thinking about it. I'm not hungry, but I could eat it again. It was great. Just the perfect amount of lettuce and tomatoes and, you know, just, oh my gosh. I'm going to make myself hungry again and I'm full. Don't want to overstuff myself. I do, however, want to talk about work as well. I kind of want to just throw it in here because this season I didn't really talk about work. I just said I got a new job and that's it. So in season 1, when I said I got laid off, and that was kind of like the moment that I was like, let me try something different and make a podcast and see how it goes. When that happened, I sort of was like, I was out of a job for about a month or so. And I've never done unemployment before, and so I was going through my savings trying to figure out unemployment. And then once I finally figured it out, I was like, what is this? Because I only got like 2 checks from them before getting another job because I was running through my savings. But it's good to know that, you know, my savings was helping me out. And then I started working at like a Home Depot, and I was like, I need something. And they were only paying $14 an hour, and it was like barely 26 hours a week. And if anybody knows me, they know I work. I'm a worker. I 40 hours or more. Let's do it. Let's get this money, right? So I was like, I need something better. And then plus, my coworkers were either way too older than me or way too younger than me. So I was kind of stuck in like this weird kind of limbo. I barely had anything in common with any of them, but I still got along with them just because they were all super sweet. Like, every single one of them loved their personalities, but they also had like their side dramas, and I felt like I was stuck between high school and like adult reality TV kind of thing, and I didn't want to be a part of it. So I was just kind of trying to be civil with everybody. You know, I was there to get a paycheck and that's it. And then I was like, I can't do this. So I started looking for another job while working this one. So, you know, kind of sticking it out until I could just move on to something else. And then I found a work from home position, but they only wanted like, you know, $15 an hour, but it was 40 hours a week. So I was like, yeah, let me try that. So when I went into it, I was thinking, okay, it's customer service, which is fine. I've done customer service since I was a teeny bopper, so why not? And for those of you who don't know, I am a 90s baby. But yeah, so I'm not like uncomfortable with customer service, but living with other people in the house, working from home, and having to be on the phones, I mean, you guys can hear like the pretty much the background noise in my podcast of my almost every episode. Some episodes it's actually kind of quiet besides the fan, so that was getting me kind of nervous as well. But the training was going pretty smoothly at first, and then when I got on the phones for the first day, it's kind of like all the training kind of went out the window, because they were like, oh, you know, we're gonna do role plays, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, but it wasn't anything like too serious. But then when the customers called, it was like, all right, well, how do I transfer them, or how do I do this, or how do I do that? And then when you ask the question, because you're working from home, you're not gonna get an answer right away, so you kind of have to stall with the customer, like, oh, so how's your day going, what's up, and so you get like an answer. But also what I liked to do was I looked up the answers in the resource while I was waiting for an answer, and then I sort of liked cross-checking them. But because you're on the phone in real time and the customer's got shit to do, you know, I just did what I found, and then they answered me after, and then that's when I would basically see if I was correct or not. And I was correct most of the time. I think I got only one thing wrong, and that's it. But it was an easy fix. Basically, the customer wanted mail sent to her, like coupons and stuff, and I was thinking email, right? Everything's digital these days, so I was like thinking, all right, she needs to sign up for the email mailing list, right? So I signed her up for email, and they were like, yeah, no, she wanted actual snail mail coupons. And I was just kind of like, oh, my bad. But I decided that was also not for me. And honestly, jobs, you know, I like working, so this is gonna, but it's gonna sound like a contradiction, I want to say, on this day and age, because there's a group of people that think we don't like working, and then there's a group of people that actually don't like working, and they want to work lazily, so they constantly fight each other. And then there's people in the middle who don't care as long as they're getting paid. They'll do what they need to as long as they're getting paid and have to pay bills, right? So for me, I like working. I will work 40 plus hours a week if I need to. And even if I'm bored one day and they call me and go, hey, can you hop on to work? I will say yes. 9 times out of 10, I will say, yep, I can work. Let me go get ready and clock in. But for me, having a job is great. But if you don't like something about the job, don't settle. Look for another one. Find something that fits you. When you're looking for a job, you got to do the same thing. Same thing with employers, you know. You're shopping around for the best fit, for the best candidate. And it's the same thing with you looking for a job. You're shopping around for what you want, for what best fits you. And it's the same thing with like employers, you know, like if they feel like you don't meet some of the qualifications, they're not going to pick you, and so they're going to pick somebody else. And there's always somebody looking for a job, just like there's always somebody hiring for a job. So don't feel like you have to like put yourself through all the stress and anxiety just because, you know, you got a job offer and you're afraid to say no. You have to set boundaries for yourself. And what I like to do is I like to ask certain questions, you know. How do you like working there? Do you like working at your job? And if the person that's hiring says yes, ask why. Why do you like working there? What do you get out of working for this company? Why should I work here? You know? And then depending on their answer, then you can tell whether they're lying or not. Like, if they don't like working there and they're trying to pull something out of their ass, why would you work there? If that person doesn't like it, you won't like it. Or maybe you will, who knows? But it's up to you if you want to take that chance. But if I see or if I feel like somebody's lying about liking working where they're working, I'd move on. Because I'm trying to work somewhere where the employees are happy, just like the employers are happy, you know? Because my last job, the one that I got laid off from, well, not my last job, because my last job was Home Depot. The one that I got laid off from, I was busting my butt, and they promised me a promotion only to lay me off. And then they said it has nothing to do with performance. Well, okay, so then you don't really care about your employee. So that's another question I ask. How do you treat your employees? Do your employees feel like they're in a fair environment? Are your employees comfortable with talking to you about situations? You know, sometimes people have an emergency and they need to call out. Are they confident that if they call out, they'll still have their job? Or does no one call out because they're afraid to lose their job? And, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable for them to answer that. Sometimes they'll say, I can't really answer that. But guess what? That's your answer there. So, before I keep rambling on, working on the phones wasn't a best fit for me from working from home. If I was actually in the office, then I'd probably, you know, stick around because the company is great. If you want to work there, if you have a quiet household, I would highly recommend that company. But otherwise, you know, as I said before, all the background noise, I can't do it. Plus, the pay is going from almost, you know, one salary to a significant decrease is really kind of like gross. I don't know how else to describe it. So I went ahead and I did the same thing that I did when I was in Home Depot. Browsed around and got another job that I don't have to be on the phone and I don't have to worry about background noise. If I'm having a meeting, then I'll tell everybody like, hey, it's a meeting, I need quiet. Then they're okay with that. But to tell them to be quiet for 40 hours a week, that's not fair. You know, this is not fair to them. So, plus, the pay is definitely nicer. But, I also, you know, I got my bookkeeping certificates. I got 4 certifications. And, I've been trying to see if I can also do that. Because, I mean, I would like to try that kind of job. Because, I mean, I did learn it. So, I feel like if I don't, like, try it or like be hands-on with it, then I'm gonna forget everything I learned, if that makes any sense. But yeah, and then on top of that, I found out that one of the books I've been working on, my third book actually, completely wiped out on my desktop. And I was like, okay, no problem, maybe it's on my laptop. If you heard that sneeze, it was my dog. He's the cutest. But I tried to look on my laptop for it. It's gone. Gone forever. I was so disappointed. I mean, I only had like the first chapter written, but if you're a writer, you understand the frustration when you write something and then it deletes and then you have to rewrite it. It's never the same as the first one, especially if the first one was a masterpiece. And let me tell you, I was so happy with how the first chapter came out. I was devastated, but I did start trying to rewrite it. And I've been trying to edit one of my first books because it's a book of like short stories and I want to add more short stories to it just to get the book a little thicker. So I was like, let me like re-edit it. Maybe I can write it better because that book was from when I was like a lot younger. So like early to mid 2000s I wrote it. And let me tell you, I was like, ew, this is disgusting. I wrote this because of all the like grammar and lack of description and stuff like that. So I'm revamping it and it's gonna be nicer, you know, volume 2. Anyway, I guess what my point is that if you're not happy, you need to make a change in your life. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, I've been going straight all my life, let me go right. Like, you don't have to do it like in a blink of an eye like that. You know, change takes time. So what you want to do is you want to treat yourself like a beautiful kind of like flower, right? So you want to treat yourself nice, you know, you want to freshen up, give yourself nice water, you know. You want to like be positive, maybe take a soak outside if you're not allergic to the sun. My mom's allergic to the sun. I call her my little vampire. But you know, you want to like treat yourself amazing so that you can bloom and so that you can look even better than you did before. Not just like, I'm not talking like physically either, you know, I'm talking about mentally. You have to like do little baby steps, right? So if you don't like something about yourself, do something positive to make your brain, instead of having your brain be like, you're ugly, have your brain focus on, what do you think is attractive about yourself? Maybe it's your toe, you know, who cares? Then, you know, and then work your way up to like better compliments. And then once you feel good mentally, you know, the physical part kind of comes along with it afterwards, because you have to be happy inside first so it can reflect outside, you know. Let your light shine, girl. Or even a guy's too, you know. I don't want to like exclude anyone. Girl, guy, they, thems, you know. Also, I need like more education on that, by the way. I don't mind you guys, you know, teaching me more. But moving on, make changes if you're not happy, even if it's a little tiny itty bitty change. Every change leads to an end goal of a happier, better life. And that's something that I wish that I was able to know right when I was younger, right when my first insecurity hit me. But we're all human. We're always going to have some type of insecurity. So I'm going to share one with you. One of my biggest insecurities is my writing. Like, it's not bad, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not like this glorious masterpiece to where I can just quit my job and just live off of my writing. So for me, it's like I get like right before my book is about to be live, like be out there for the public, for like public viewing, I get like really bad anxiety. I'm like, oh my god, because it's like I'm giving you guys a piece of me every time I write. Like, I'm not saying like every character has something to do with my personal life. I mean giving you a piece of me, meaning like I wrote this and you're gonna read it and you're gonna judge me because I wrote it. And it's kind of like I get so like anxious, and it's kind of like scary, but at the same time I'm like happy because I did it. So it's kind of like, would you rather be pushed off the edge or leap, you know, jump to the other side? Do you want to be pushed or do you want to jump to make it to the other side? I feel it's more exhilarating to jump to get to the other side than it is to be forced to jump to the other side, you know? Like, if somebody pushes you to do something, it's not as satisfying as you getting up and figuring out how you can get to the other side yourself. And I think that's also why I just stick with writing, because I love it, and it's just the greatest feeling because I jumped and I made it to the other side. And it's just, that's the best way I can describe it. And with that said, thank you so much for a wonderful season 2. Thank you to every company that has a podcast platform that reached out to me to ask me to put my podcast on their platform. I appreciate that very, very much. And I want to thank everybody who's listening that, you know, put me on the radar for these other platforms. And follow your dreams. Well, no matter how big or small, I want you guys to know that you can be successful. Do what you gotta do. Little baby steps is fine. You don't always have to do a big leap. You got this. See you guys next season.